thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie to talk to us. Let's start with what inspired you to do these NHS care packages that you're doing.
Hi there, my name is Chimna Oji and I'm the founder of the Obi Collective, which stands for Only Giving Back Unconditionally. Thank you for having me. The inspiration behind it was practically based on seeing how hard the NHS staff members have been working from the from before the pandemic, beginning of the pandemic, through the pandemic, and even till now. My sister and my mom are both NHS workers as well. My mom's a CBT therapist, whilst my sister's like just like a bank staff. She's going to be a junior doctor. So I just saw how hard they're working, and it just inspired me to start it because I saw that self-care was something that they didn't necessarily have time for and something that they kind of brushed over because they were always like on call, working night shifts and working long hours. So that's what inspired me mainly.
Yeah, that's good. And was it hard to get the funding from the Battersea Arts Centre?
No, it wasn't hard. The funding from Battersea Arts Centre was pretty straightforward. It was some sort of like competition to post in your idea, and there was like a whole form for it to be very clear, and we also kind of like had help from producers just to be able to articulate our ideas in a very straightforward way. And then from there I got selected, so it was quite quick from the like ending of the competition with the producer to then finding out if you had been selected or not.
Also, congratulations on getting the funding. And how did you decide what to put in these care packages?
We started an Instagram page, so we were engaging with our Instagram followers and just showing them general ideas that we had. We also looked on NHS websites to see the care packages that have been given before in the past, and we also spoke to a few NHS staff members to see things that they felt like they would love to have or love to need that would just help their day run a bit smoother. So that's how we got in. That's how we got the whole range of like calming down teas all the way to like hand creams and like compressed face masks and stuff like that. So we spoke to like a range of people.
And how many products are in each package?
Altogether, I can't remember. we've got like some items have multiple in the packet. So we've got hand cream, we've got lip balms, we've got antibacterial hand wipes, four of those. We've got tissue, we've got face masks, we've got chewing gum, we've got tea bags. And then we've got a note from a member of the public, like thanking them and stuff like that. So altogether, there's like eight stuff, but some of them are multiple.
I think it's really lovely, the note from the public. That's a really nice touch. So the project is called the Ogbu Collective.
Yeah, the Ogbu Collective.
Ogbu.
So the G's like silent.
The Ogbu Collective was named after your uncle, who is very inspirational. Tell me about your uncle.
My uncle was literally just a light in my life. I was born here, but I grew up in Nigeria, and he was based in Nigeria as well. And when I was coming over to like England, I told him like my dreams of wanting to be a fashion designer and how I'm going to pursue fashion, which is what I'm pursuing now. And he was like one of the people that really believed in what I was saying, and he was like always telling me, yeah, I'm gonna be the first person to wear your collection and stuff like that. So it was his kind of confidence in me boosted me a lot, and it also gave me confidence to pursue fashion to be very, very confident whilst I'm doing so. So like that's how my uncle like impacted me, like one of the ways he impacted me. And then from there I also saw that he was from, like, sometimes when we go to Nigeria, like my whole family will come with us, and he will want everyone to stay in his house rather than going to a hotel. So he always used to like give unconditionally to completely different people, from strangers to family to people like friends that he's met. So that's how everything all now came together for it to be named after my uncle that sadly passed away in February. Sadly passed away, and his last name is Ogbu, and then we broke it down to Only Giving Back Unconditionally because that's what he did, and then that's what we want to do to others and how we want to impact others.
I think the unconditional thing is absolutely lovely. Is there one, can you remember one phrase he might have told you that really went, that's it, that's my motive to go? Or maybe not, maybe it's a difficult thing to ask you.
I can't remember like precise words he would say to me, but fashion wise, he was just like, you're going to make it. Yeah. You're like, your clothes are going to be here. Like, he was so, the way he said it, I'm just like, I wasn't even believing in myself. But once he says stuff like that, I'm just like, amen. Yeah, it's going to happen.
And how are the care package? Because you've already distributed some to hospitals. Where have you sent them so far?
Yeah, we have like completed the whole delivery. So we delivered to 3 different like facilities. So we the first one was to Hackney Vaccination Centre. The second one was to Battersea Arts Centre because they had vaccinators. It's been turned into a vaccination centre. So they had people there from Guy's and St Thomas Hospital. So I gave it to those NHS staff members over there, and then we also reached out to Guy's and St Thomas Hospital and we handed it into like one of their offices, so it would then be distributed through their channels. So yeah, one's a hospital, one's a vaccination, 2 are vaccination centers.
And Bevan, how has it been received?
Oh, it's been amazing. It's been amazing. When we went to even Battersea Arts Centre and Hackney, I got a chance to like speak to the different NHS staff members there, and they loved it. They were like, wow, like it's such a positive surprise for them. And we had some, because we have the barcodes to our Instagram written on the note from the member of the public. We had some reach out to us, message us on Instagram, like just thanking us. And it was really warm to receive that. Yeah, we were like really, really happy with the feedback. Yeah,
that's really great. And you want to continue, got other projects in mind. What else have you got in mind to move on from this project?
Thankfully enough, there's a new funding opening up by the Battersea Arts Centre for this autumn. So the new funding is from like 500 to £2,000. So we're aiming for £2,000. And the next collective we want to work with this autumn will be single mothers around the area. So that's what we want to do with the next funding. And the next collective is like have some sort of pamper day for them, where they will still also receive packages, but it's also an event that's going to be thrown to celebrate them and to like, yeah, to encourage them to relax, pamper, you know, just treat themselves.
Well, all I can say is well done, and thank you for telling us all about your project, and we will air for you. And will you also keep us in touch with us, so when you do your next project, obviously, because what you're doing is so commendable. This pandemic's hit us all so very hard. I used to work in the NHS. I'm a pharmacist by qualification, and I know what they're going through. And the thing is, actually brought out a massive community spirit. And lots of people have come to us and said, we've been doing this and we've been doing that, because we can't just rely on the powers above in government to provide.
No, we can't.
I think it's a spirit in the community which you are invoking here, which is so commendable. So thank you. And thank you for talking to me. And have a good afternoon.
Thank you so much.